just want to tie up some loose ends from what we said yesterday. So we said that the heter of telling a non-Jew to do an Issur Rabbanan applies to Tzarech Mitzvah. One of the examples which we have to clarify is the halachas of food for Shabbos. Eining Shabbos is a mitzvah, so I want to have some cookies in the afternoon. I'm allowed to tell them to go to the bakery to buy cookies because it's Rabbanan. Not Mistaber. So what exactly is Mutter? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Shimon Shin Chaf Hei that the Iker Tzarchei Suda are permitted. So if I have a situation where there's no Erev up and I don't have any food in my house, I can have the non-Jew bring over the Iker Tzarchei Suda from my neighbor's house to my house. What is the definition of Iker Tzarchei Suda? So that the person say wine for Kiddush is number one, pass is number two, and beyond that, some part of the main part of the meal would be if meat or fish, a substitute, something of that sort would be permitted. I saw Shem of Scheinberg, if a person doesn't really like meat, by him, the kigel is the main thing, that's his own Shabbos. So for him, that would be the thing you'd be allowed to take along. Even if it's kogel also, you'd be allowed to take it along. But usually the ones who prefer the meat over the kigel over the meat are the ones who say the kigel. So it'd be permitted, one of the main parts of the meal, that's the main, for you, that's the main Arnik Shabbos of the meal, that's permitted. But beyond that would not be permitted. If a person wants to get some dessert or something of that sort, that would not be permitted. That's one point I wanted to clarify. So what is mutter on that? So we said, one example is which mutter on that is hutzah. What about the Isser of Chazora? So something which is fully cooked, the noise of the rice, it's fully cooked and it's a salad. It's not a liquid. There's no liquid there. There's noise of the rice to reheat it on Shabbos. It's fully cooked. You're not cooking on Shabbos. And you're not heating up the liquid again, which is possibly questionable. You're just heating up the salad. But there is an issur d'rabbanan of chazor. You can't take something out of your fridge and put it on the stove and heat it up. But if this food is not going to be edible, it's frozen, it's not going to be edible as is, and the only way you get to eat it is by doing chazorah, which is an issur d'rabbanan. So the Mishnah Berurah holds that you can do the shmus to shmus. Again, this is your main part of your meal. So you can do an issur d'rabbanan, have the goy do an issur d'rabbanan in order to have food for Shabbos to make it edible. If it's already warm, you can't do that. If it's already room temperature, you can't do that. But if it's not edible, you can do that, because that's the Iker Tzarchei Suda. I do want to point out the Chazon Ish disagrees with this, because the Chazon Ish holds that the Isser of Chazora is not the action of doing it, it's the state of being, and being in the state of Chazora. So it doesn't help, doesn't make a difference who did it. It's not the action which is the problem, it's the state of being. So it doesn't make a difference according to the Chazon Ish. But the Iker Pesach seems to be like the Mishnah Berurah, that case would be Mutter. The other area I want to clarify is, I gave you an example of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. We said turning off the lights in the car for somebody, that'd be considered a significant loss to lose his battery. Somebody, I once had this, I gave somebody in Carlo back in Tells, you know, where the cost of battery was, you know, was almost the cost of a whole month's worth of a paycheck. Right, so I said that would be considered, that'd be more to do. That's Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. You should know that also seems to be a machloikis. Mishnah Berurah comes out, tell a goy to do malachah shein tzricha l'gufa is also permitted under this umbrella of the shus to shus. There is there seems to be an indication from Iran not like that, because Iran has a famous question. Iran has, if shus to shus is mutter and putting out a fire is always is malachah shein tzricha l'gufa, so why can't you tell a goy to put out a fire on Shabbos if there's no sakana involved? You don't tell a goy to put a fire out on Shabbos. Why not? So he says, because Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is very close to Malach D'Raisa, people are not going to understand the difference, we can't be matter based on Shrus to Shrus. That's what he seems to say. So the people of the Mishnah Berurah pass that it is mutter, that not that case, that's an exception, but in general, Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa has a din of D'Rabbanan, so Shrus to Shrus in a Malkam Hesed Gadol would be permitted by Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Next week we'll go on to the other Eterim, the Heter Ben Shemoshet, etc. Have a good morning and have a good Shabbat.